this campus, the pride of the state of Illinois, and one of the great public institutions of the world. Finally, there's likely to be further criticism of the shared governance system here at Urbana over the next year. However, as we saw last spring, shared governance at Illinois works, and it works well. It works at the level of the Board of Trustees, it works at the level of the university administration, it works at the level of the campus administration, it works well at the Academic Senate, it works well at the level of the colleges and in the units. However, it's not perfect, nor to be taken for granted. It needs to be fostered, encouraged, and supported. Emeritus President Duderstadt of the University of Michigan at the board retreat called us the model for shared governance nationwide. On the campus, there is a new sense of excitement, optimism, and hope. Morale has improved, and the faculty and students are prepared to move this great university forward, not in small steps, but in the great leaps worthy of those who came before us and those who will follow us. I thank you for your attention, and I appreciate your support for this exceptional institution.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate your comments and your hopeful vision of the future. I thought it may make sense to ask you to return to the podium at a future meeting. You gave a presentation about 2 years ago on the bureaucratic, hurdles. The regulatory hurdles. That's maybe a better way to put it. And I think you and Larry Shook were going to work together to try to remove some of those hurdles, and it might be helpful for all of us to hear how that process has evolved. But we appreciate your presence, that presentation, and your great insight and love of the university. Thank you. We have one more major area to cover, and that is the public comment session. I was down here, we all were, for a public comment session, and it brought up Shad Khan. This is a wonderful tribute, I think, to the University of Illinois. This is the Forbes magazine that's going to come out next week, officially, I guess. September 24th date on it. But, it's basically recognizing one of our great alumni and the university itself for playing a role in preserving the American dream for immigrants to our country. And you can't think of a better endorsement of this university, of his life, and the great work that we're all involved in than this cover story. So I recommend that to everyone. We now go into the public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment session during each and every board meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what the speaker says, but not to ask any questions if unnecessary. I'm sure the speakers were happy to avail themselves outside of the board meeting itself to meet with any of us. I know that I'd be happy to meet with speakers if they have a particular issue that's more efficiently dealt with in that manner. We have one speaker today, and we look forward to hearing from Professor Harriet Marav.
Thank you for the opportunity to make these remarks. I want to talk about the importance of a positive and constructive atmosphere for all members of our campus community, including not only administrators, of course, students and faculty, but also non-academic staff and non-academic employees. I would like to stress the crucial role of non-academic employees for the success of our missions in teaching, research and service. In other words, I'm talking about, as other speakers have done, relations among people. I'd like to tell you a little bit about who I am in order to explain why I think this issue is so important. I am a professor in the departments of Slavic languages and literatures and comparative and world literature. I am the former head of Slavic and the former interim head of Germanic languages and literatures. And in addition, I am the immediate past